2. We're going to study the story of Esau today. You study the structural analysis. Yesterday, some brother was sharing with me, you need to have base and expand it from that base, right? So in the future, when you like to give a sermon, make sure you have a base or you have a, I don't use the word base, I use a thread, 一条线, a thread. Huh? Then you can use that thread to go through the life of a person. I want to use the red as a thread, huh? To go through the life of Esau. Now, why do I think about this red? Because when I read the story of Esau, there are many aspects of his life had to do with red. For example, his another name is called Edom. Edom means red. And later on, actually, Esau lived in the land of Edom. He lived in the red land, the land of red. And actually, Edom was nearby Red Sea. So he lived in the red land nearby the Red Sea. And then his life failed because of red things. Actually, at the beginning, he did not even know what red things is that. Later on, the Bible explained it's a lentil stew, lentil soup, right? It's a red, but at the beginning, the Bible only said that a red thing, right? And later on, he realized that not only he failed by the red thing, actually has red body, right? If you study the Bible, he said he has a red body. And then, the end of his life, he had red eyes. Why? He cried and cried and cried. And you cry a lot. Or you have a hatred in your heart. Your eyes become red eyes. So you can see, the red is a thread. Huh? 一条线. You can link through his life. Huh? So when you give a sermon in the future, a lot of time it will be helpful to think about what is the thread that you can use to link through a person's life. And probably it will make that story more enjoyable to read. So that's how I call it the sketches of the characters of the Bible. When I read any character, I like to find that thread. You can try the same thing too, especially for the brothers who like to give a sermon in the future. Now let's talk about red body first. Red body, huh? Let's turn to Genesis chapter 25. Genesis chapter 25. Chapter 25. Here, talk about Rebecca has a twin, huh? And when the twin was in his womb, they already fight with one another. Chapter 25, verse 22, huh? When the children are in her womb, they fight with one another. I'm reading directly from Chinese into English, so it's not word for word, right? And she said, if it is so, why shall I leave? Because she feels very painful. Then she went to ask the Lord. You got to understand that Rebecca was not chosen people at the beginning. Rebecca did not know this one true God well. So sometimes God, in order to allow us to know him better, he gives us difficulties. So if she does not feel very painful in pregnancy, she won't go to seek for this one true God. Then due to seeking for this one true God and the answer from this one true God, she started to build up her faith. And verse 23 says, the Lord said to her, two nations is in your womb. Two races will come up from your body, and one race will be stronger than the other. The older one shall serve the younger one. So, you know, can you imagine that today you come to USA? Today you are born here. You are given a mission. Actually, God already has a plan before you are born. Oh, maybe you do not know that. I don't know why I come to USA, for example. Oh, actually, when I was a little kid, God already imprinted that kind of seed in my heart that one day I shall go to USA. Why? Because when I was little, right, people keep calling me America, America, America. Because my face, right, do not look like very typical Taiwanese people. I'm thinking my ancestor probably have mixed Holland blood. That's what I'm thinking, right? Maybe not true. But anyway, my family's appearance is not typical Taiwanese appearance. Now you cannot tell because if you go to Taiwan, maybe you know, especially when I was young, I got big eyes, you know. Anyway. So since they call me America, right? Okay, I will be America for you when I grow up, right? So a lot of time, God have a plan for you, even before you were born. That's why Jeremiah, they all say that they are chosen in the mother's womb. Today you are chosen to be a TCAC member. Maybe some of you are chosen to be a full-time worker. And some of you, God already gave you a great mission, even though you are not a full-time worker. You will dedicate a lot in the kingdom of God. So before you are born, God already have a plan. In verse 24, when it comes to the day of birth, indeed it is a twin. Verse 25, the firstborn, his body was all red. How many of you see anybody was born who are red? Red. Not very much, right? A lot of time, maybe many of you are born in yellow color. Especially Oriental, they have kind of sickness. We call it Huang Dan Bing. Oriental, they call it Huang Dan Bing. The color is always red. Once I saw a newborn baby, right? Really, the mother asked us to pray for her. Spring the newborn into the church. The face is like a really so yellow. I don't know how to describe it. So yellow. And you know, this kind of baby usually you got to put to shine by the sunshine or 紫外线 or some kind of ray, right? To make sure the yellowish go away. Huh? Because we call it Huang Dan Bing. I don't know how to say this in this kind of illness in English. Huh? But for this baby, very strange, huh? All red. And it's all hairy, right? Some baby born with a lot of hair, right? I mean, hair, not hairy. And this boy, he was born with a lot of, what does English Bible say? Huh? 浑身有毛, what does English Bible say? Chinese Bible say, so I think Esau was born like a little monkey. Oh. Really? I mean, it's all hairy. It's hairy garment, his whole body. Oh. Even like over here, a lot of hair. When I was in hospital, I have an IV, right? When the nurse tried to take off the IV, he warned me. Many people feel very hurt when they take off your IV, right? Because they use a bandage attached to your skin, right? But when he took out mine, I did not feel any pain at all. And realized, oh, you don't have hair. A lot of men is very hairy, so when they take it out, because too hairy, right? I don't know, many, some of you are very hairy. Hairy garments, some of you maybe you do, right? Can you imagine that later on, Jacob need to pretend he was Esau? What did they do? The Bible said they killed two goats, take off the skin, and wrap it on the hands, oh. And the necks of Jacob, right? And the father touched the hair of the goat, right? What did the father say? The hair is like Esau's hair, but the voice is like Jacob's voice. So you already know that Esau's hair is like a goat's hair, like a sheep, goat's hair. So he was a hairy man. That's why Esau means hair, has hair. Verse 25, huh? That's why he named him have hair. So if you do not like Esau, this name, just call him Amao, 就对了. This is Chinese, anyway. And then Jacob was born, verse 26. Esau's brother grabbed on Jacob's heel, Esau's heel. Therefore, they named him Jacob. Jacob means grape. 抓住, grape. So they are 60 when they were born. So you can see Esau has in red color. He was born in red and with hairy garment. You know what? Let's read verse 27. Two boys grow up gradually. Esau is good in hunting, always stay in the field. Can you imagine that Esau? Of course, he has a lot of hair, right? When it's raining time, it's windy time, it's snowing time, I have a lot of hair. I'm not afraid of wind, right? I don't need to put on coat because I have a natural coat, garment, hair garment already, right? A lot of time you like to buy a coat made of cow or made of sheep, right? 毛衣的衣服, right? You went to Argentina, you like to buy those kind of stuff. Very expensive, but very light and very good. He has that kind of garment already. That's why he is suitable for the field. That's why he likes to stay in the field. So really, the Bible especially says gradually when you grow, right? So brethren, you learn something. When a person's gift, like he was red in body, it means that his blood circulation is very good, very healthy guy, right? And then he has hairy garment. So naturally, he likes field. And because he likes field, he did not stay in the tent all the time. Naturally, he did not hear a lot of the sermon or the story that shared by his father or his mother or the grandfather, right? Right? Naturally, he don't have chance to hear a lot of sermons, a lot of word of God. So naturally, he won't cherish the birthright. So a lot of time, your gift will influence your habit. Your habit will influence your personality. You can become an outgoing person. And your personality influences your faith. Because your personality is so outgoing, you don't like to go to church. You cannot sit there for 1 hour. You got to get up and jump up and down because you are an outgoing person. Then eventually, because you do not listen to the sermon too much, you when it comes to critical decision, you are not paying attention to it. Then maybe one day you are a goner. Now you are a goner, not only you are, it's you and your descendants, you and your family member, and you and your marriage. Let's read that Esau's marriage. Chapter 26, verse 34. Chapter 26, verse 34 and 35. When Esau was 40 years of age, she married Hur, Beeri's daughter, Yodi, and Hur, Elon's daughter, Masmo. And 35, they always cause Isaac and Rebekah trouble, always give the in-law many sorrow and many trouble. So you can see, her choice is very different from just like, Gentile people at that time. Because, see, her life is always outside in the Gentile land. No? Do you know Esau was the first one who know how to use, how do you call it? Quail? 箭袋. Huh? How do you pronounce it? Please, louder. Quiver. 箭袋. Louder, please. Quiver. Okay. He's the person who use 箭袋, that kind of. You know, when the bag, it's much easier, right? If you have a bag, right? You can do like this. right? It's easier to all. I don't know where do you put, right? It's easier to shoot one at a time, right? It's like machine gun is different from pistol, right? Is that true? Huh? Is that true? So this guy is very smart. Do you know? See, he also can marry the local people. We just read, right? He married local people. I don't know if you can accept this kind of concept, but according to my observation, right? For a Caucasian lady to marry a Oriental, unless you are a doctor or dentist. Right? That is my observation. For a Caucasian lady to marry a Oriental, usually this Oriental is very rich. Can you imagine that? I don't know, you can disagree, you can choose to disagree, but that is my observation, right? For Esau to marry local people, Esau is a person with achievement. He is very smart person. He has great achievement. He can mingle to the mainstream society. So you look from this angle, he was a successful man in the world. Because he has a red body. Gifted person. He naturally gifted. In today's term, just like if you take math, you always get A, right? If you like sports, no matter it is hockey, it is basketball, it is what? It is whatever sports, right, you can play, right? You come to academic, you belong to Harvard University. He's that kind of person, very smart, right? You know how to invent stuff. And very good. Everything is everything. Let me ask you a question. Now, if you happen to be that kind of person, right? The school wants you to be in debate team. The school wants to join the spelling bee. And you got to represent so many teams, right? How do you have time for the church? Sabbath day, you are already out of competition, right? You learn so much because you are simply too gifted. And later on, you become very successful person on society on earth. And all your eyes is, wow, achievement. I can do this, I can do that. Everybody's eyes is on you, even your father. Because his father loved to eat bush meat, right? And he can provide bush meat. He can find value. He can find the value of existence. So my point is that if you are exactly like Esau, right, you are naturally gifted in many ways, physically and academically. How do you become a godly person? Is it possible? You know, where you grow up, your environment can truly influence who you are. Because Esau was always in the field, he's always not in the church. Naturally, his concept will be very, very, very earthly concept. So you got to think about this. Where do you grow up? What kind of environment are you? Is it possible for a gifted person to remain in the tent? Now, Jacob is different. The Bible says he was a planned man dwelling in the tent. Jacob was a quiet man, a plain man, dwelling in the tent. So, how old was Jacob got married? How old was Jacob married? Some people say 70, right? When he got back to his uncle's place. How old was when Esau got married? 40, right? Chapter 26, verse 34. When he was 40, he married two local ladies. So you can see, Jacob was a houseboy. You say homeboy. I don't know why you are laughing about homeboy. What is homeboy? Nobody like to tell me what is homeboy. Huh? Nobody like to tell me. A slang. What does it mean? Gangster. Okay, thank you. Oh, no, Jacob was not a gangster. Sorry. Oh. But But you can see he was grow up under the shadows of his brother. His brother is the focus of the father. In the ancient time, the father is the major saying, right? So he cannot do anything. He can only hide at the corner and learn to cook and listen to the story, right? So you can see he was not as focused. But the mother loved her a lot. So my point, brethren, one day, if you are very gifted, like a lot of you are very gifted, you know, I think even if you are gifted, even in the Bible, like Daniel is very gifted, right? Daniel. I think Joseph was also very gifted, right? But these two persons, they were able to live to spare times in the tent to learn the word of God. So I know some of you are very gifted and you are chosen by the world to represent the world, to do many things. But you should think about actually coming to the house of God is important, because you do not like to be like Esau. So you got to pay attention to environment. Never ever sacrifice God's time for your personal gift training. Many people forsake Sabbath day because they need to go to SAT class. I think this is wrong. This is wrong in the eyes of God. You should think about this. He got red body. Now let's talk about the red things. Chapter 25, verse 29. One day, Jacob was cooking. Is that true? Is that right? Somebody read for me. Lisa, read out loud. Okay. So Esau came back from the field. He was weary. When you are always busy with your schoolwork, day and night, like many of you study, some of you like did not go to sleep for 3 days and three nights for your test. How many of you do that? You did not, go to sleep for 3 days and three nights for your test. Wow, one person do that. Who else? How about 2 days and two nights without sleep? How about 1 day and one night without sleep? Many of you do that, 1 day and one night, right? Now, how do you feel? Tiresome, right? After you take the test, you just hit the bed and start to snow, I guess. When you are weary, a lot of time, you cannot judge properly, judge correctly. Let's continue reading, verse 30. Lisa, would you please read? Your voice is good. That's good. But I think you are not reading NKJV. Are you reading NKJV? You do? But you say red stew? Did he say red stew? Oh, really? The original text, if you read Chinese, if you read Chinese or Korean, right, the stew, the tongue, right, is a dian dian dian. It's not really there. It's like omitted. So you read original text, right? Let me read some translation that I have over here. Let me read. I think I write in the notes. Say, feed me, I pray thee, the red thing. Feed me, I pray thee, the red thing. Did your translation say, feed me? Lisa, feed me, right? Feed me. He's so weary to a point that he cannot eat by himself. Feed me. If they use spoon, right? Please spoon feed him. Something like that, he was too weary, right? And then, feed me. I pray thee, feed me, I pray the red thing. Another thing, the red thing. He did not know what is that, what is inside that bowl. Maybe it's what? Maybe that bowl is rice. Maybe that bowl is sweet potato or guava. Yam. A sweet potato is yam. Or He did not know anything about it. He just said, feed me, I pray thee, the red thing. When I read another song, it says red, huh? There's a comma. Can you imagine if you are tired, how do you say, feed me, I pray thee, the red. Then you got a breath, huh? The red thing. You remember, it was exactly like that. Oh, so when you are weary, you cannot judge properly. You do not even know what is inside. You will be confused about your life. You do not know how important the birthright is, really, when you are in worry. A lot of time, how many of you ever take red eyes airplane? Raise your hand. Red eyes. When you take red eyes airplane, right, did you like forget to bring something? Maybe your towel, your toothpaste, or maybe you just forget, or cell phone, you forget about cell phone, right? Because you are too tired, you it's too late at night, and you did not fall asleep, and you cannot judge clearly. Oh, I still remember one day we got to catch a plane that is very early. We got to go to the airport around 4 or 5 o'clock. Oh, then we got to wake up at 3 o'clock. Now at that time, oh, so tired, right? So tired. And sometimes you forget this and forget that. Then at that time, there's no. That was about 20 years ago, 30 years ago. In EWR, in the airport, there is no security, right? So I remember they were cheaters. They were 骗子, they were cheaters, three of them, right? One person will try to talk to me, get my attention. The other person will, because I got to send my in-law back home to Taiwan, the other person will stop on someone, and the other person will take the purse away from the security place. At that time, no, that is very easy to take, right? And you just lost it. After you pass by, no more passport. All the money is gone. Oh. So my point is that when you are weary, you really, this is the best time for people to treat you. This is the time that you always lose your judgment. Oh. So be careful. Spiritually, you shall not be weary, right? You cannot judge carefully. Because of that, Jacob took this good opportunity, verse 31. Jacob said, today, sell me your birthright. 32. Esau said, I am dying. What? Nah, Lisa, please read 32. Yeah. See, he only think about his physical need at that time. What is this birthright for? Birthright is supposed to be get double blessing. Birthright is supposed to be a double portion of inheritance. If there are three, right? Isaac's property can divide into three portions, right? The birthright can give two out of three. Oh, they can get double, oh, two-thirds of the whole portion. Oh, but it is the future thing. And blessing is spiritual. It has to do with future also. So he only wants is something that can soothe her stomach, can rest her. Huh? So he say, I'm dying. What is birthright have to do with me? 33. Can you read it, Lisa? 34. The Bible says he despised. Huh? And Book of Hebrew described that this kind of action is really to love the world. Huh? Turn to Hebrew. Chapter 12. Verse 16. Chapter 12, verse 16. Hebrew 12, 16. Lisa, please read. So the Bible describes Esau loved the world, greedy of the world. So brother, today, a lot of time for a little prophets, right? The earthly prophet, you might forsake God's blessing and later on go to the wrong direction. Huh? And later on, you lost a lot through this. The Bible says later on, you cry and cry and cannot receive the blessing from the Father. Huh? We are all very short-sighted sometimes. You know, when we are young, school is most important. And later on, career is most important, and then marriage. And for this, so a lot of people will say that, I will come back to the church when I am older, when I become old. Oh. Therefore, in their daily life, right, they never spend any time to serve the Lord. But maybe when they are in 40 or 60s, God take them away, oh, and their reward is so little, or even forsaken by God later on. So you got to think about this carefully. Huh? You might be successful in this world, but you might lose a lot in the kingdom of God. Huh? Yeah. In my generation, right? In my generation, I admire two people very much. One is a full-time worker, and the other one is part-time worker. To me, they are all, I consider them great, great worker of God. And several years ago, that elder died, passed away. And there are funeral service held for him. And about a few months later, that deacon also died. At that time, I was reading this red things stuff. And I talk to myself, right? I mean, look, if these two guys die and they are able to meet in the heavenly kingdom, actually, these two guys, with this elder and this deacon, they went to Korea. They went to Korea to help the seminar together once. That I know because I hear the story from the elder himself. And now, to my mind, now they also go to the heaven together at the same time. Oh. And they finish their life. But because they serve so much for the Lord, they treasure so much reward in heavenly kingdom, I think when they go to heavenly kingdom, they must feel very, very satisfied. Oh, very satisfied. Esau, because he forsake the blessings, can you imagine that? He become Edomites later on. All his descendants become Edomites. Edomites are not the chosen people. Even though he has a lot, later on you can see that. He come back to see Jacob with 400 people, right? He become a leader of tribals because the Lord already promised two tribes will come from Rebekah's womb, right? He become the leader of tribals, but in heavenly kingdom he got nothing, zero. So what do you choose? To be successful on earth or to bring a lot back to a heavenly kingdom? There was a sister who was sick. But in those several days of sick, every night he had vision to a heavenly kingdom. Oh, it's amazing. Huh? This lady was living in Hokkien, right? Now when she go to heavenly kingdom, she will listen to the sermon. Huh? Jesus and angels, they will speak sermons and angels will interpret sermons. And when he sitting in the chapel of the heavenly kingdom, huh, he also saw some people who already died in the church who are saved also sit over there. Huh. So after the church service, she will greet to that older brother who already died from a village and told him, do you know that your descendants, your sons and your grandson, they all build a big mansion on earth. Huh? Pick a big mansion on earth. And the old brother talked to that sister. When you go back home, tell to my children, oh, that is not important. Over here is most important. I know many of you are very gifted and the world is very attracted. And you are pursuing this world very hard. You want the best education in your life. But please spare more time in the kingdom of God to serve the kingdom of God. Because something is that you cannot see right now, but those things you cannot see is forever. Something is you can see right now, just like the red things, but the red thing eat and get out and it's gone. Oh, nothing is there. Now, later on, he got red eyes. Please turn to Genesis 27, verse 34. Esau heard the father's word. He wept bitterly, saying, "My father, please also bless me." Please read verse 38. Esau talked to the father, "Father, do you have only one? If you, Lisa, please read 38. Have only one, what? Have you only one blessing, my father? Please also bless me." Then Esau, what? How many of you ever lift up your voice and cry? Really cry. You really want to cherish this blessing. Verse 41. Esau, because his father blessed Jacob, because of the blessing that his brother blessed Jacob, he hated Jacob. And in his heart, he said, "After my father's funeral day is near, at that time, I will kill my brother." So you can see, he got red eyes from hatred. Have you ever seen anybody like hate other people so much that maybe his eyes become red? Not only from crying, also from hatred. So you can see his two eyes is like tigers, red eyes already. Want to devour Jacob. Let's read Matthew chapter 20, verse 15. Matthew 20, 15. Here the Jesus talk about Jesus Christ talk about the owner has the right to give stuff to according to his wishes. The story is talk about there's a vineyard and some people came in and the master promised to give them one piece of silver to everyone, right? Some come in early, some come in late. The one who come in early complained that, how come the one coming late also received the same price, right? And what does the law say? Verse 14. Take your money and go away. Lisa, please read.
Verse 14. Take what is yours and go your way. I was to give to this last man the same as to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things? Or is your eye evil because I am good?
Why your eyes are red, according to my translation. You say your eyes are evil, right? My translation, why your eyes are red? Can I not use my own things according to my will to give this person according to my will? Verse 16.
So the last will be first, and the first last.
When I read this as if Jesus Christ was talking to Esau, the last is the first, and the first is the last. So Jacob will become number one, and you will become the last.
And are you going to have red eyes because of this?
You know what? If a lot of yous, right? You are all very competitive. Many of you like to be number one. How many of you like to be number two all the time? Or the last? Nobody likes to be last, right? How many of you like to be number one all the time? Maybe you dare not to raise your hand, right? Many of us, you always like to get A all the time. Get A is nothing wrong. I should not say get A. You always like to be better than other people. Very competitive. But you know what? A lot of time God arranged you to be not number one. Not to be number one, huh? A lot of time we are too... we do not have childlike heart. One day, there was a kid. They have a play. And he asked the uncle and auntie and mother and father to go to see her play, right? Then when uncle and auntie and mother and father go to sleep, can I see the kids do anything? Many see many kids show their face, right? But the kids did not see the kids' face, right? Why? Because the show is called Random Bridge Falling Down, right? So the kids play the random bridge, right? So the random bridge need to cover something on the random bridge, right? So he was under the random bridge, right? So random bridge falling down, so he's falling down, right? But he was very busy. He said, Father, I'm the London Bridge, you know. You should come and see the London Bridge falling down. Nobody see him, but he's very happy. Huh? But today, we always like to show our face. We don't like to be number two. We like to be number one. But, you know, a lot of time, God will arrange the position. Huh? Arrange the position. Huh? And we should, if you happen to be John the Baptist, what does John the Baptist say? He says, not him be prosper, not me to be to decline. Oh. 愿他兴盛,愿我衰微. Now this mentality many of us should have. We should support other people. It's okay, we can be the supporter. We don't need to be the leader all the time. Oh. If God wants us to be leader, we don't need to reject. If God wants to support other people, we should try to help other people to a more broader minded, no? Broader heart, to accept whatever is given to us. Oh. You know what? This blessing is also a very interesting blessing. Because this blessing is the fault to many people. Jacob received the firstborn blessing, actually is a fault of Isaac. Why? Because, why is that? Because Isaac said, let's read. Chapter 27, verse 1.
Now it came to pass when Isaac was old, and his eyes were so dim that he could not see, that he called Esau, his older son, and said to him, My son. And he answered him, Here I am. Then he said, Behold, now I am old, I do not know the day of my death. Now therefore, please take your weapon and your quiver and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt game for me. And make me a savory food, such as I love. I bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die.
You know what? Actually, Esau, after this event, he lived for a long time. For a long, long time, even after this event. But he thought he's dying, and he wanted to start to bless. Actually, he knows that. He must know that the story of his wife, the younger one, the older one, shall serve the younger one. But he loved to eat. He loved to eat. So he liked to bless the older one. Oh. So this is the fault of Isaac, because his eyes is getting dim. He cannot see the will of God anymore, and he loved to eat, right? And also the fault of his wife. What his wife says? Verse 10.
Verse 10, and you shall take it to your father that he may eat it and that he may bless you before his death. 11, and Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, Look, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth-skinned man. 12, perhaps my father will feel me, and I shall seem to be a deceiver to him, and I shall bring a curse on myself and not a blessing. 13, but his mother said to him, Let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go get them for me.
The mother loved the son so much. She said, if there's any curse, I will bury it. You know, because of this word, right? Caused the separation of the son and mother. And then after this separation, she never saw her son anymore. Oh. Because she had great stress at this point of time. Suddenly, the husband wanted to bless, and she had nothing to say. She was a woman. She cannot say anything, right? So under this kind of circumstances, she used tricky way to steal the blessing. Oh. A lot of time when you are under pressure, like you have a test, but you do not, or you are not well prepared, so you start to cheat, right? You start to pick on your previous, the one who sit in front of you. Now, under stress, a lot of time we tend to do the wrong things. We tend to lose our faith. Over here, Rebecca also lose her faith and do the wrong things. Oh. It's also Jacob's fault. Of course, he used tricky way. Get the blessings for. Can you, are you able to receive blessing out of your tricky way? Actually, the blessing is not from what they lied to the father, okay? Now, please read chapter 27, verse 23. Isaac cannot tell because his hair. His hand has hair like his father Esau's hand. So he blessed him. And verse 24, and said, Are you truly my son Esau? He said, I am. Verse 25, Esau said, "Then give me the food so I can bless you." Then Jacob gave him the food and eat it, and he drank the wine. And verse 26, verse 26, and his father Isaac talked to him, "Son, come and kiss me." 27, when he kissed him, the father smelled the smell from the field and blessed him, say, "The smell of my son is like the smell of the field." Huh? You know what? My point is that over here, you can see, when they first cheated the father, right? The father blessed him. This blessing is empty. The Bible never say any blessing, right? He received the blessing. It is because Isaac smelled the smelling of the field. Huh? So God is able to make all the people's fault right. How did God make it? The cheated, when you read that verse again, the Bible said, then Isaac blessed him. It's an empty blessing. Huh? Verse 23 is empty blessing. There is no content of blessing. Oh. But after he smelled the smelling, right? Verse 28 from 29. The content of blessing is so abundant. And this is not through cheating. This is through the father smell the fragrancy of the field. Huh? So it's different. You cannot you can never use lie to get the blessing from God. If you use lie to get a blessing, maybe, for example, you have fornicated already before, then you cheat the church. You say, "I'm not fornicated." So the church held the wedding service over here. All the blessing in that wedding service, even though the preacher may say a lot, it is empty blessing. Okay? Because you cheated the Lord, you cheated the church. Oh. But God can make the fault right. You know what did God make right? God tried to teach you, if you truly want to have blessing, number one, you shall smell good. How do you mean you shall smell good? You shall have the smell of Christian. You shall smell as if you are a good Christian. Huh? Number two, you shall put on the skin of the goat. You shall put on Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Lamb of Passover. So God can make all the wrong right. Huh? God bless him because this guy put on the skin of the of a sheep. Skin of a sheep prefigures Jesus Christ, right? Hello? So you want to receive blessing, you got to put on Jesus Christ. You got to receive water baptism. You got to have a smell of a Christian. Then when God or when people smell that good smelling of Christian, he will bless you. That's how God makes the wrong right. Let's pray in silence.